Creating a home gym can be a game changer for your fitness routine, offering the convenience of working out at home without the need for a pricey gym membership or fancy equipment. Whether you're looking to build strength, improve cardiovascular health, or just stay active, a home gym allows you to tailor your workouts to your goals and schedule. But setting up a gym doesn't have to break the bank. In fact, with some creativity and planning, you can create an effective workout space on a budget. In this episode, we'll explore how to build a home gym without spending a fortune, share stories from famous figures and people I know who have successfully done this, and delve into the physiological benefits of working out at home. Welcome back to Health Square, the podcast where we explore health and wellness topics that matter most to you. I'm Bills, and today we're talking about how to create a home gym on a budget. Whether you're new to fitness or a seasoned athlete, having a home gym can be a convenient and cost-effective way to stay in shape. But how do you do it without spending a fortune? Let's dive into some practical tips, personal anecdotes, and stories from those who have made it work. The physiology of exercise, why consistency matters more than equipment. Before we get into the nuts and bolts of building a home gym, it's important to understand why exercising regularly, regardless of where or how you do it, is so crucial for your health. Regular physical activity has numerous physiological benefits, from improving cardiovascular health and strengthening muscles to enhancing flexibility and reducing stress. When you exercise, your heart rate increases, pumping more oxygen-rich blood to your muscles. This strengthens your heart and improves your overall cardiovascular health. Additionally, weight-bearing exercises help build and maintain bone density, which is crucial for preventing osteoporosis as you age. Regular exercise also stimulates the production of endorphins, the body's natural mood lifters, which can reduce stress and anxiety. But here's the thing, you don't need expensive equipment to reap these benefits. Bodyweight exercises like push-ups, squats, and lunges can be incredibly effective at building strength and endurance. The key is consistency. Regular workouts, even with minimal equipment, can have a significant impact on your health. The human impact, stories from famous figures and familiar faces. Many people, including well-known public figures, have turned to home workouts as a way to stay fit and healthy, often finding that they can achieve great results without a lot of fancy equipment. One famous example is actor and former professional wrestler Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson. Known for his incredible physique, Johnson has a state-of-the-art home gym that he calls the Iron Paradise. However, he's also spoken about how his fitness journey started with much more humble beginnings. Early in his career, Johnson didn't have access to the high-end equipment he has now. Instead, he focused on basic effective exercises like push-ups, pull-ups, and running, proving that you don't need an elaborate setup to build strength and stay in shape. Closer to home, my friend Jack found himself in a similar situation. Jack was used to going to the gym regularly, but when the pandemic hit, he had to figure out how to stay active at home. With gyms closed and no equipment at home, Jack started doing bodyweight exercises in his living room. He quickly realized that he could still get a great workout without any fancy gear. Over time, he added a few affordable items, like resistance bands and a jump rope, to his routine. Jack's experience shows that with a little creativity and commitment, you can maintain your fitness even with minimal resources. Another public figure who has embraced home workouts is singer-songwriter Ellie Goulding. Goulding is known for her dedication to fitness, often sharing her workouts on social media. During her early career, she didn't have access to personal trainers or expensive equipment, so she made do with what she had, using her body weight, a yoga mat, and some simple free weights. Her commitment to fitness, regardless of her surroundings, has kept her in great shape throughout her demanding career. How to create a budget-friendly home gym. Start with the basics. The first step in creating a home gym on a budget is to focus on the basics. Exercises that require little to no equipment. Bodyweight exercises like push-ups, squats, lunges, planks, and burpees are highly effective for building strength and endurance. These exercises use your own body weight as resistance, so there's no need to buy heavy weights or machines. Jack, for example, started his home workouts with just his body weight. He focused on compound movements, exercises that work multiple muscle groups at once, like squats and push-ups, to get the most out of his workouts. This approach not only saved him money, but also allowed him to build strength and stay in shape without needing any equipment. Invest in affordable equipment. Once you've mastered the basics, you can gradually invest in some affordable equipment to enhance your workouts. Resistance bands are a versatile and inexpensive option that can be used for strength training and stretching. They take up very little space and can be used for a wide range of exercises, from bicep curls to leg presses. A yoga mat is another essential piece of equipment that's both affordable and versatile. Whether you're doing yoga, Pilates, or bodyweight exercises, a good mat provides cushioning and support, making your workouts more comfortable. Jack eventually added a jump rope to his home gym for cardio workouts. Jump ropes are incredibly affordable and can provide an excellent cardiovascular workout in a small space. They're also great for improving coordination and agility. Consider secondhand or DIY equipment. If you're looking to save even more, consider buying secondhand equipment or making your own. Many people sell lightly used fitness equipment online at a fraction of the original cost. You can find everything from dumbbells and kettlebells to exercise bikes and treadmills on resale websites or community marketplaces. Ellie Goulding, for instance, has mentioned that she often looks for secondhand equipment when she's setting up a new workout space. She's found some great deals on items like free weights and benches by shopping secondhand. If you're handy, you can also make your own equipment. For example, you can fill a backpack with books or water bottles to create a DIY weighted vest for added resistance during your workouts. You can also use household items like chairs for tricep dips or a sturdy broomstick across two chairs for bodyweight rows. Create a dedicated workout space. One of the keys to maintaining a consistent workout routine at home is to create a dedicated workout space. This doesn't have to be a separate room. It could be a corner of your living room or a section of your garage. The important thing is that it's a space where you can focus on your workouts without distractions. Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson has spoken about the importance of having a dedicated workout space, no matter how small or simple it is. Even when he was just starting out, he made sure to have a space where he could focus on his workouts and build his routine. Jack found that by setting up a small area in his living room with his mat, resistance bands, and jump rope, he was more motivated to stick to his routine. Having a designated space made it easier to transition into workout mode and stay consistent. Stay motivated with online resources. One of the biggest challenges of working out at home is staying motivated. Without the social aspect of a gym or a personal trainer, it can be easy to skip workouts. However, there are plenty of online resources that can help keep you motivated and on track. Many fitness influencers and trainers, including Ellie Goulding, offer free workout videos on YouTube or Instagram. These videos can provide you with new workout ideas, tips for proper form, and the encouragement you need to stay consistent. There are also apps and online communities where you can connect with others who are working out from home, share your progress, and stay accountable. The mental health benefits of a home gym. In addition to the physical benefits, having a home gym can also have a positive impact on your mental health. Regular exercise has been shown to reduce stress, improve mood, and boost self-esteem. Having a convenient, accessible workout space at home can make it easier to integrate exercise into your daily routine, leading to more consistent workouts and greater mental well-being. Jack noticed that after setting up his home gym, he felt less stressed and more focused. The ability to work out whenever he wanted without the need to commute to a gym allowed him to fit exercise into his busy schedule more easily. He also found that working out at home provided a sense of accomplishment and control, which was especially important during times of uncertainty. Myths and misconceptions about home gyms. There are several myths and misconceptions about home gyms that can discourage people from setting one up. One common myth is that you need expensive equipment to get a good workout at home. As we've discussed, this simply isn't true. Many effective exercises require little to no equipment. Another misconception is that working out at home isn't as effective as going to a gym. While it's true that a commercial gym offers a wider variety of equipment, a home gym can be just as effective if you're consistent and creative with your workouts. The key is to focus on quality over quantity. Doing fewer exercises with proper form and intensity can be more beneficial than doing a long list of exercises with poor form. Conclusion: building your home gym on a budget. Creating a home gym on a budget is not only possible, but it can also be incredibly rewarding. By focusing on the basics, investing in affordable equipment, and staying motivated with online resources, you can build a workout space that supports your fitness goals without breaking the bank. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into how to create a home gym on a budget. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, the most important investment you can make in your fitness is consistency, not fancy equipment. Until next time, take care.